Yeah, Biggie in the stand. Rocking on the fucking on the stucking on the stash. With the mustache in the mayo and the mustard on the tip. See your man go around the cane and give a slip. Oh, I was just getting into the freestyle. Why did the music turn off? Because I made it turn off in the past and then didn't fix it in the present. Anyway, today I'm going to talk about powers such as time travel that would have prevented such a mishap as we just experienced. But not just time travel, everything. Bilocation, telepathy, telekinesis, pyrokinesis, the viewing of past lives, future viewing, all sorts of things, levitation. I want to talk about superpowers. I want to talk about, as they call them in Buddhism, they call them attainments. They call them siddhis in Hinduism and Buddhism. And mahasiddhis, great attainments. Every single spiritual tradition has superpowers. Now the question is, are these powers real, or are they simply a means of luring people into said religion and cult and spirituality, or keeping them in awe and frightened of the proprietors of said religion? Or are they actually real, or are they both? I mean, I think if they are real, then there have still definitely been fakers. But if they're completely fake, well, then you could still argue that technology is a form of magic, right? The creation of new technology is basically willing into existence something that begins in your mind. So that is kind of magical. Something that there had been no previous, not really. Because most technology is gradual. Most of it is based off of things you've encountered, or at the very least science fiction conceptions of what might be. But my point being, sometimes there are leaps forward in technology, like with, the atomic bomb and nuclear science, I guess, but there was still Marie Curie before Einstein and all that, Max Planck and all that. Anyway, my point being is that there's so many people out there who are religious, who are spiritual or new agey or whatever you want to call it, who have had experiences that go beyond what science agrees as realistic. I have had such experiences, but I still do not necessarily believe in the supernatural. You know, I've seen ghosts. Do I think it was an actual ghost or just an illusion? I think it's possible it was a ghost, but it probably was an illusion. Just because of the way it disappeared so quickly. That was living at the Zen monastery. A lightning strike woke me up in the middle of the night, and I see a red-faced apparition floating above me in black robes of flowing, glaring into my sleep-encrusted eyes, and all of a sudden, it fades. And the place where we were sleeping was right next to the cemetery, to make things even creepier. But you know what? I honestly think I was just woken up so suddenly that my dreams were projected onto reality, or even a new image was projected onto reality that had nothing to do with my dreams. I definitely think that's possible. I mean, if dreams can be so vivid with your eyes closed, then why can't they be at least momentarily projected onto reality? I don't know. In terms of telekinesis, psychokinesis. I mean, I did used to think I could control the clouds, not control clouds, but could make them disappear. Maybe I was sucking them into my body when I was a little, no, I wasn't even that young. I was like 14. Instead of watching kids, I was lifeguarding. Instead of paying attention and making sure kids didn't drown, I was looking at the clouds, trying to suck them up my nose. But you know what? I don't think I was just fooling myself. I think the clouds were just going away by themselves. So, where do I stand? I mean, you know, the first time I really got wind of the idea that maybe people could do things beyond... Oh, actually, I had a dream when I was like four or five or six. No, it was definitely before I was six. That I was jumping in the hallway in my old house when we first moved to Seattle. And I was like jumping real high and kind of floating my way down. So I was just like not quite flying, but definitely not normally jumping. And I thought I had trouble distinguishing dreams from reality when I was that young. So I was like, oh, I can fly. And then I woke up and I'm like, all right, let me just fly like I just did before. And I was like, what the fuck? I can't fly? This is bullshit, man. I could fly. I just flew. I was just flying all the fucking live long day. And now I can't even get 3 feet off the ground. It's bullshit. And I was definitely pretty dumb as a kid. That happened to me a few times. Everyone's dreamed I went shopping for toys. And I was like, woke up and I was like, oh, fuck, where are my toys? I had all these toys. Mom, where are my fucking toys? She's like, what toys? What are you talking about? Meanwhile, I was just fucking dreaming about it. Like, how can I not? How was I that unaware that I, whatever. It's pretty crazy. That was like 5 or 6. I wasn't that young. I'm trying to think of other supernatural shit. I had a crazy active imagination as a kid. You know, I would convince myself of all sorts of shit. Like aliens were living in people's engines and we were fighting them. And I would say it so many times. Like at first it was just like me playing with my friends. But at a certain point I started believing it. And I'm not a genius, but I'm somewhat smart, I think. So if I was dumb enough to believe that as a kid, I'm sure there are people dumb enough to convince themselves of all sorts of shit now. I think it's very easy to discount how easy it is to convince yourself of wild, crazy shit. Your brain can easily create a closed loop of belief that does not have access to other logical circuits in your brain. It bypasses certain monitoring, self-conscious abilities. It's possible for that to happen, especially the dumber you are. But I'm sure that happens all the time. Which is not to say that some very intelligent people don't also believe in supernatural abilities. There definitely are very intelligent people who do believe in that. For example, Duncan Trussell of the podcast Duncan Trussell Family Hours and all those magician magic type people he has on are very smart, very well reasoned. And, you know, Ram Dass was a Harvard psychologist. I mean, he was doing a ton of acid, but he did have supernormal experiences. I have had supernormal. I've like been meditating with a monk and I feel all this energy enter my body and it felt wild and crazy and unique It never felt like that before that. So I don't know where I stand. A ton of Buddhist monks who I respect, who are very smart people, scientifically minded people as well, have said they've seen wild shit, storms being summoned, telekinesis, demons, all this shit. And to discount them completely just because it's a wild thing, I mean, they don't really have the motive to lie to me, I don't think. So I don't know. I really don't know. All I can say is I'm open to the possibility of it existing, and I'm open to the possibility that everyone's full of shit or deluded. Or I'm open to some combination of the two. But in my heart of hearts, I really do hope that I'll one day be able to fly and shoot fireballs. That's it. Let me know what you think. Have you ever had supernatural abilities? Have you seen anyone exhibit supernatural abilities? Yeah, that's what I want to know. I'll ask in Instagram stories, and you can reply, or you can email me at truekpod@gmail.com. truekpod@gmail.com. Anyway, I talk about this and a lot of crazy shit in a funnier way on my show, How to Meditate, my fringe type show. So if you're in Kingston, Philly, Louisville, in New York City, come check it out. And I'll be coming to more cities soon. Again, you can go to truekpod.com for show dates and details. Sign up for the newsletter. Blah, 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 blah. Appreciate y'all, motherfuckers. Let's make superpowers real. Let's do it. Peace.